This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. They are totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell is with us here tonight. Chris, you brought in the issue you actually didn't get a chance to bring to the table last week. It was about threats and a court decision. Supreme Court, is it?
It's not a decision. They're deciding to hear the case is what's going on. So the highest court in the United States, the Supreme Court of the United States, is about to take up this case.
About threatening. And what does it mean to threaten someone?
Exactly. So the case is about Anthony Ilonis, and he... After he got divorced, him and his wife separated, and she took his kids and stuff, right? So he goes on Facebook and says things like he hopes that bad things happen to her, and he wants to kill cops, and he wrote rap lyrics to this effect and would put them on his Facebook profile, and there was an incident that the FBI...
So wait, he wrote his own lyrics, or they were lyrics from other songs?
Wrote his own lyrics.
Okay.
And so to my understanding, I obviously don't have every post right here in front of me, but my understanding is that the posts were sort of vague, not saying I'm going to come and kill this person at this time, right? It's you know, I think that I hope that my wife dies and I want to kill cops.
Well, how many rap songs have been written about, you know, some ex that the rapper doesn't like anymore and wants to see bad things come to, you know, Eminem, I think, has written some songs about his wife.
I'm sure there's some other brands of music that have done the same thing.
Yeah, every Eminem album has a song about him murdering Kim, I believe, right? So, yeah. Like, this is a pretty common occurrence for somebody to say these things, you know, in a rap song.
Seems like well-trodden ground in this case.
Yeah, but in this instance, the gentleman was sentenced to 4 years in jail.
Whoa.
And so he's
not as successful as Eminem, apparently.
Right, exactly. And this is sort of one of these things that, like, okay, he's Eminem and he's got, you know, this voice and this audience and the money to fight
and
people in court. And this this gentleman clearly does not have any of these things. He's apparently been sort of cleaned out, had a rough divorce and a child custody situation.
Uncommon, right?
I wonder how he's afforded to pay up until this point.
I don't know, but it's, you know, I imagine that whatever he has paid has certainly not helped his financial situation any to this point. Now he's facing 4 years in jail. And so...
Wouldn't he already have gone to jail in this case? Because a lot of cases, you go to jail and they don't let you... If I were to go to jail here in a few months when I go to trial, I can appeal once and stay out and then go to the jury trial. But if I get convicted at the jury trial, even if I want to appeal to the Supreme Court, I'm going to sit in jail while the appeal process.
Yeah, it doesn't... I haven't seen anything that says that he's in custody, but it's also not saying that he's out. It would seem to me like that would be like a relevant bit of information, but in the Engadget article that I have here, it doesn't say whether he's in custody or out on bail.
So this case is threatening to change the way threatening is considered legally, correct?
I think what it's looking to do is define it, right? Because, I mean, there's some difference of opinion here, right? And in my case, like, I've been worried about this. So for me personally, like, I know that there was an incident. Larkin Rose wrote this story, When Should You Shoot a Cop? And he got a visit from the feds afterwards. And people often say to me, there are people who accuse me of being a federal agent because I haven't been arrested for making threatening statements about police yet, right? And so this is a situation that, like, I'm sort of surprised by it, too. I mean, you know, some of my articles have, you know, over 100,000 hits on them. They've been quoted in national newspapers and stuff like that about me talking about these ideas. And I'm terrified that I'm going to come get a visit from federal agents and I'm going to be locked up for sedition or something. And in this case... they're going to say, okay, when is this actually a threat, right? I wrote a rap song, right? I said, today I'm fighting back and stuff.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some statements in there about police that are not so kind, shall we say. And these types of things, if it's a crime to go out on the internet and make vague nonspecific things about make vague nonspecific threats, well, by that standard, me personally, I could be locked up for that, right? I was extraordinarily worried about this in New York. New York has its own statute. They call it criminal anarchy. In New Hampshire, we have a constitutional right to revolution, so I imagine that this is somewhat diminished. But I'm still, you know, terrified that at some point I'm going to be prosecuted for statements that I've made. I'm pretty much planning on it. And so I hope that in this case that it does not that the court overturns it, because if you're making, to me, a threat, right? If I say I'm going to kill Ian Freeman, right? Like, that's a threat. We all pretty much understand that, and this justifies some sort of response.
It'd be even worse if you, like, took out a collection, you know, and, like, raised money for this activity.
Right. If I went on, like, one of these assassination market Bitcoin things or something like that, and, you know.
Like, you gave out, like, say, a Bitcoin address on your website and, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you start taking, you know, and well, that's another step into it, right? When you actually take action on your threat, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, there's levels of a threat. Right. So if I say I don't like this person very much, like, everybody sort of is like, okay, well, that's not a threat, right? But if I say I really want something bad to happen to this person, well, is that now a threat?
Nope.
You know, if I say so. I'm going to cause damage to this person,
that's
okay, now I'm threatening, right? If I go and I take action on that, if I start raising money to hire an assassin, right, now I've actually engaged in a forward action in a conspiracy to commit murder, right? So there's all these different levels to it, and I don't think it's particularly well defined. This is not the first time that we've heard about people being arrested for making threatening statements, you know, or saying that they have a desire to do damage to people or to government or mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm
so what's the issue in this case? This guy made some posts on Facebook. He wrote some lyrics for rap songs that sort of suggested he might want to hurt his ex-wife.
Yeah, and police. And so, like, he had gotten a visit from the FBI, right? And the FBI came and visited him, I guess, in a similar fashion to when they came and visited Larkin Rose, that they're like, hey, you know, we hear about, you know, you making these threats. And the FBI agent came, and he talked to the FBI agent, and the FBI agent did not take him into custody. After the FBI agent left, he was like, you know, I really wanted to slit that woman's throat on Facebook, and then they came back and they arrested him, right, and charged him with these, I don't know exactly what statutes they're accusing him of violating here, but they charged him with crimes, and he's facing 4 years in jail, or is maybe.
And these are federal? These are federal charges? Or are they state?
I believe it was the FBI who picked him up, so it would seem to me that this is a federal case and it's going to the Supreme Court.
So the Supreme Court is going to look at the issue of what is a threat. Now, legally, is there information in the story about what generally is considered to be a threat now? Because this is this may change that definition, right? Like, it may make it worse.
So here's from the Engadget article. It says, now the Supreme Court will have to decide whether or not the Facebook postings cross the line. So they're not determining, you know, if you can threaten someone via Facebook, because you obviously can. They're determining the content of these threats, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they don't quote all of them to us here. But so the normal standard set for such cases is whether or not a reasonable person would feel threatened by the actions. But Alonis's attorneys argue that isn't appropriate given the venue for the missives. The defendant's wife isn't his friend on Facebook, and he did not send her
they
medicine.
They weren't directed to her, is what you're saying.
Right. So, like, he's not sending her a direct message. He's saying on Facebook, like, I want you to die and stuff like that, right? But he's saying, like, I want my ex-wife dead or something to that effect. I don't, again, I'm not quoting the guy. But this is the thing. He's just saying publicly on Facebook that he has these desires, right? So is his posting of his desires for bad things to happen or that he wishes to go and do something, is that a threat?
And the lower courts are saying it was.
The lower courts are saying that it was. So the defendant's wife isn't his friend on Facebook, and he did not send menacing messages to her directly. Instead, he posted them publicly to his own wall. Essentially, he never meant for her to see what he wrote, and those who saw his words might misinterpret them because they didn't know him personally. The government's counterargument is that the law is designed to prevent, not just to prevent violence, not just actual physical violence, but also cause also the anguish that I'm sorry. The government's counter-argument is that the law is designed to prevent not just physical violence, but also the anguish that the perceived threat causes.
Mm-hmm.
Ilonis's conviction can be upheld, has been upheld twice, and regardless how the court finds, the decision will have widespread implications for free speech, cyberbullying, and the internet in general.
The implication being that so long as someone feels like they could be put in danger based on what someone else says, even if it's not to them, that therefore it would be considered a threat.
Right, and I think it's an important differentiation because, like, I open carry in New Hampshire, and there's been a case here.
Let's come back with more in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's a threat?
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Lots of great features await you on our website, and we'll even give you a free pound of coffee.
Yeah, if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of coffee. We make it easy for you to get the best of the best coffee. You pay for the shipping, we'll give you the pound. Well, actually, BuzzBox will do it, but we've partnered with them. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's a subscription, and for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give it another microloan to another family around the world so that they can live a better life. And in order to have human freedom, you have to have a certain amount of independence, and financial independence comes into play. So if you want to support human freedom, get your coffee. You're already drinking coffee. You know you are. Just get it delivered to you so you don't have to go to the store to get it anymore. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. We're talking about threats and what is a threat. It's not just this story, of course, Chris. You know, we've been talking in the past about the... Remember the guy that got arrested for writing some lyrics on his Facebook profile in Boston shortly after the Boston bombing?
Right.
So there was that guy. I don't even know what happened to him. I don't know if he's still facing charges or what's
he,
going on.
He got... Those charges got dropped.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, and the thing... See, so I'm interested... We knew more about exactly what that gentleman had said, and I almost wish that he had become the test case, right? Mm. Because his really was, like, very innocuous. Like, he was talking about, like, school shootings or something like that, but he was talking about he was a guy who rapped on a regular basis, and this was clearly an artistic expression, and they charged him anyway, but they ended up dropping the charges because they were afraid of winding up in the Supreme Court as they have in this case.
I wonder if he countersued in that case, because they held him in jail for a while, if I'm recalling correctly.
I believe they did, and I don't know anything if there was a follow-up lawsuit. Yeah. I'll be interested.
I didn't expect you to, so I appreciate that.
But the thing is, the question is now, is a threat when you actually threaten a person where you're making a direct threat, or is a person's annoyance or alarm sufficient cause to use force against a person, to kidnap a person and put them in jail for 4 years, right?
I say it's not.
I say it's not either. And so, like, we've got in New Hampshire, we've got open carry here. You can legally open carry a weapon, and there's a court case in New Hampshire that says that's your right to do it, and a person's annoyance or alarm is not a factor. Now, on the other hand, in, like, North Carolina, I wrote a story about a woman who was arrested for open carrying an unloaded rifle through her neighborhood. Now, there's no law against open carrying in North Carolina, but they have, like, a common law thing that the courts basically made up, that is going armed to the terror of the people, right? That if you walk through North Carolina with weapons that scare people, you can be arrested for carrying that weapon. And it's not really very well defined. So this woman was charged with a misdemeanor and had her weapons confiscated and stuff like that, and I believe the charges were eventually dropped, but you know, this is you have these obvious differences in laws between different states and how courts determine, you know, on a federal level, if they're going to say, well, the First Amendment doesn't guarantee your right to write violent rap lyrics, or the Supreme Court doesn't says that you don't have the right to talk about, you know, violence on the Internet. Well, this clearly affects me very directly. It affects a lot of different music. I think it's a pretty important and widespread thing.
So basically, the idea right now, legally, is that in order for something to be a threat, that it should have a direct message to someone, that it should be a specific intention to harm, or to, you know, just you're speaking words that say you're going to cause harm to that person. But if you make a general statement out into the ether that you're posting on your Facebook profile, you're not aiming something directly at that person, even if you use their name in that general Facebook post.
So
is that a threat?
It depends.
I'm going to kill my ex-wife.
Right.
Or I'd like to kill my ex-wife.
Right.
I'd like to
kill my ex-wife is a remarkably different statement than I'm going to kill my ex-wife. Right. Right. So I don't think that the statement needs to necessarily be directed at the victim. Right. Mm-hmm. So, like, if he goes on his Facebook and says, I'm going to kill my ex-wife, well, this is a threat. Right.
Right.
This is something that he's putting putting out there. He's openly telling people that he intends to do something, right? I think the question of a threat is an intent, right? So if I go and I make a rap song about killing police officers, right? And if I make a rap song that says, I'm going to kill officer so-and-so. Mm-hmm. These are two very different things, right? I'm directing a threat at a person versus expressing my outrage at this violent criminal organization that's locking people up for possessing plants.
So I'm curious on this. When it comes to writing a song, I mean, is it possible to it is not possible to legally write a song that says, you know, the chorus is, I'm gonna kill my ex-wife. I'm gonna kill my ex-wife. I have no ex-wife, by the way, people.
That's why I said it like that.
Right, but I mean, it's interesting that you can't do that.
Yeah, one of the things that I did a quote from him that I read in another article about the story says he made a post at one point after the FBI left that he said, it's illegal for me to tell you that I want to kill my ex-wife, but it's not illegal for me to tell you that it's illegal that I want to kill my ex-wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's these lines, you know, are
this guy has been was trying to dance along the lines of, what's legal and what's not legal.
Right.
Sometimes I consider those people to be heroes. In this case, I tend not to feel that way. He seems much more like a petulant, damaged man than anything else. But the dangerous
proposal that's on the table here is that it will change from it being required that there be some sort of target for the threat in an actual threat to a statement that could offend someone into thinking that they're somehow under, you know, threat of violence, that they're scared. If somebody's scared, then therefore it's a threat.
Right. If your words alarm somebody, then you might be threatening,
right.
And that's something that's very
subjective.
That's
what the lower courts are suggesting.
Yeah.
And
here's
the Supreme
what I
Court
know.
Is being asked to look
the,
at.
The wife's alarm is the crime.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to know on this one, though, let's say somebody walks up to someone and says, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. And, like, they sound for all the world to be very, very serious. And then they turn around and they walk away. Are you allowed to pull out a gun at that point and shoot that person in the back?
Damn good question.
I would.
I mean, because if that's a threat, then, if we're talking about this person has created a situation where they have, I'm in immediate danger. I don't know when they're going to kill me.
You could have thought they were taking 20 paces and would turn around and shoot you, right?
You don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know what the answer to this is.
Or then you've got to prove in a court that, when they charge you with murder that, he told me he was going to kill me.
Well, let's say we've got it on video.
Yeah.
Let's say it's abundantly clear. Because all the police are is an agent. All they are is somebody who's able to do what you're able to do, supposedly. This is the idea in a free world where we have under rights theory. You cannot, you can't license out rights that you don't have. So a police officer has no more rights than the individual whom they're protecting. So it's obvious that a police officer can come and kidnap somebody who made such a statement because we would never even question a police officer's ability to do that. However, if they've got the ability to do that, then I have the ability to protect myself. And I would be able to shoot somebody who said this.
I would make the argument that, a person who just said it and sort of walked away, and it would depend on your own perception of the threat, right?
Right.
I mean, what is the level of force that you need to use to deal with that threat? And that's the delineation on the use of force.
We'll come back with more of this. Is Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're right here taking your calls about anything at all at 855-450-FREE. If you make them, we can talk to you about threatening. What does it mean to threaten someone? Is it what the person feels like, or is it the actual content of the statement that is made? There's apparently some lower court decisions that have basically suggested that it depends on what the person feels like. And if the person feels like they've been threatened by something that you have said, then that's good enough, apparently.
Right.
And that's what the Supreme Court's going to be looking at here in a case that Chris Cantwell has been telling us about here tonight. You can go to ChristopherCantwell.com to read more of him and also get the Some Garbage podcast. Now entering into what episode? 15, 16? Where are you at?
I think the next one will be 14. I think I've got 13 episodes up.
All over at ChristopherCantwell.com.
40% of all debt collections are due to unpaid medical bills. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has a solution for that. Now, what AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com is it's a site where this guy, Glenn, does brokerage for a large hospital in Bangkok. It's got 300 doctors, surgeons, dentists. They serve 300,000 patients a year from 40 different countries. Please go to his website, AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, and take a look at the services that they provide there. Because this really is, in my opinion, the solution to the American medical healthcare problem. Let me just give you some examples here. Heart bypass surgery, $10,000. That's $50,000, $150,000 here in the United States. You're talking about far less than 10% of the cost. Heart valves, just under $13,000, $170,000 here in the United States. That is a big, big difference. You can do your 10% copay and spend more than you would by going over to Bangkok. That's assuming you do have medical coverage. Many, 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 many Americans don't. I don't. Yeah. So with flights, hotel, medical, recuperation time, and you're still under the copay. If you don't have health insurance, avoid bankruptcy. Save your life savings. Save your home. Just go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com and check it out. Go give Glenn a call. That's what he does. He helps people like you. Yeah, I understand the websites can be confusing. You can just go there, take a look, give him a call. He'll be able to help you out. By the way, for those who might be interested, in vitro fertilization, $3,850. That is significantly lower. People are spending their life savings in order to have children, and I understand why they would. You can save a lot by simply going to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. Go to the site, visit, give Glenn a call, AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You know, we've been talking about what is it that constitutes a threat, and the big question here that's going to be in front of the Supreme Court to some extent is, what is a threat? I mean, and previously it's been the statements that are made, whether or not they actually constitute a threat. Now it seems like some courts are arguing that it should be the feelings of the alleged threatee, the receiver of the
threatened.
The threatened. And that's pretty disturbing, although I'm sure that if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the lower courts and lets their decision stand, and therefore that changes the standard to it being the supposed victim's feelings, I imagine that's not going to apply to me, because like I feel threatened by the police on a regular basis, the government.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel threatened. Now, you were saying earlier, Chris, that you're scared that the feds are going to come after you with some sort of indictment for some of the lyrics that you've written in a rap song at some point in the past. We see the police with militarized equipment in the streets, the Bearcat, the MRAP, this mine-resistant vehicle. Now, those are all very threatening to me. So I'd like to, if this goes through, I'd like to go ahead and lodge a formal complaint for threatening against the police. But I imagine they're just going to throw that in the circular file because, well, the laws don't apply to the police like they apply to the rest.
They'll probably arrest you for making false claims and stuff.
Yeah. You couldn't possibly be afraid of us. We're here to protect you.
I think they, I don't know, maybe they just like admit that you being afraid of them is the whole point.
Yeah.
Duh. Why do you think we wear black uniforms?
Yeah. Why
do, why do you think we wear the sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we roll around and with this this crazy military equipment?
Why do you think we shoot dogs?
We're supposed to be making you scared.
So,
if you didn't fear us, you wouldn't obey us.
In these
Duh.
Recent weeks, of course, since the Ferguson, Missouri situation with the violence and the police cranking up the police state there for everyone to see, it certainly brought the issue of the militarization of the police to the forefront. And for better or for worse, there's been some good things that have happened. Davis, California just recently threw back the MRAP, from what I understand. I don't know what the size of the town is there, Davis, but they got themselves one of these mine-resistant assault vehicles, and they have sent, they've got a time window. The city council apparently has voted to figure out how to get rid of this damn thing. So that's good news, right? Like, they're moving forward to try to at least have the appearance of demilitarizing their police force.
I would love to be at that auction.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know if they're just going to return it or try to auction it. That presents some interesting challenges. What do you do now that you've got this $300,000 vehicle, or I don't know how much the MRAPs are. I know it was $300,000 for the Bearcat that they have here in Keene, or close to it. So I don't know, maybe it's more for an MRAP. But either way, what the hell do you do with this thing? It could be fun to auction it, but some have suggested it might also be fun to have one of those bash up the car games. You know, have you ever been to the fair where you get the huge mallet or the sledgehammer and you give them like $5 or something like that, and they let you take 20 whacks at a car, like an old junk car or something like that?
I have never personally done it, but it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, like I'm sure it would be pretty difficult to do that to a Bearcat, considering it's armored, and I don't know how much of a dent you could make in these things.
Put it on the range with a 50 cal. And
sooner or later.
So
incendiary rounds.
So I'm glad to see that happening. I'm glad to see that some people are at the very least pushing back. In fact, this I think is breaking news. I don't think the local press has broken this yet, but the if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, or you've been reading freekeen.com, you know that as far back as a couple years ago in 2011, 2012, actually when you were first living here, Chris, we, of course, were opposing the Bearcat. They were proposing to get this thing from the federal government, this military surplus stuff, this armored attack truck thing, the Bearcat, and they got it. But there was a lot of pushback against it here in Keene. In fact, the Lenco manufacturer that creates the Bearcat, their head salesman was called in to come to a Keene City Council meeting to try to save the sale. They had already kind of figured it was in the bag, but then there was this huge outpouring of opposition amongst the people in the community. But people on the left, people on the right, people all over the place were opposed to this idea. And the city meeting was packed. I mean, it was so packed, they had to turn people away. They said that the fire code was reached. They couldn't fit any more people in the room. They would have to let someone in when someone left. So right. They literally had people, police and firemen, down on the first floor of the city building preventing people from going into this meeting at a certain point. So it was very, very popular, the idea of not having a Bearcat.
Yeah, as I remember the coverage, it didn't seem that there was very much in the way of support for this measure. It was
just from the police. Yeah. The police supported it, and the former police supported it. And, of course, the city councilors ultimately went with what the police wanted and not what the people wanted.
Well, if somebody wanted to give me a free Bearcat, I'd support it, too.
I don't know if it's an awesome toy.
You know, I mean,
gas mileage sucks.
Yeah, the gas mileage has to stink in this thing. You can go get. I've looked on eBay. You can go get armored vehicles. They're there, and you can
a lot
get
cheaper than a Bearcat.
In some cases, you can get a running vehicle for less than $10,000,
like an old police vehicle.
Yeah, an old police vehicle or an old armored truck where they delivered money and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, one of those.
I mean, that's essentially what most of these things are. I mean, really, it's deadly. If you took a rifle and you stick it out of one of the gun ports on these things, you're deadly this, just like the police with their turret on top of the Bearcat.
Oh, they got gun ports on the Bearcat, too. But they also have the turret on top. So, anyway, my point being that there was this big pushback here in Keene, and now the very same city councilor who was the lone voice against the Bearcat, he has now put in a proposal that will be heard for the first time tomorrow night here in Keene to return the Bearcat.
Good.
So,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I love that idea. That's fine, but I don't think it's going to happen. But I would love to
see it happened in Davis.
I would love to see him paint it pink.
It's a different situation now. Now America's to some extent more awake to the militarization of police, and I think this counselor's smart for doing this. There's more coming up here, and we'll fill you in. Free Talk Live. You take control.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello. I love my magic mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin, MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE and bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-3733. You can join us over on freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Lots of different options there, including Amazon, where if you shop there, Free Talk Live gets a cut.
Come to the Marijuana Investment Conference with me.
It's in America.
It is in America. It's in Houston, as a matter of fact. It's the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference. It is Monday. I'm going to be there and mingling and finding out what the trends are in the nascent and burgeoning field of marijuana, recreational, medical. I want to know. The market's new and wide open. Lots of people are going to make lots of money. This isn't some kind of pothead convention with bongs on sale. The Marijuana Investment Conference is focused exclusively on bringing investors and legalized marijuana businesses together to create opportunities and to grow the sector. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. If you're interested, you've got a business, marijuana-oriented business, or you're interested in finding out about, well, how to make a bunch of money. This is going to be a wide-open field, and a lot of people are going to make a lot of money in it. Join me at the Westin Houston Memorial City on Monday, September the 8th, bright and early. Register now, MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. Use coupon code FTL. I'll have some Free Talk Live stuff to give away. It's MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com, coupon code FTL. Let me know when you use that coupon code, too, because there's a little problem as far as coupon codes at one point.
So they should let you know by emailing you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
FreeTalkLive.com?
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what I was talking about a moment ago was this idea that at least it seems as though awareness about militarization of the police has increased. I don't know if it's penetrated all of the population, but it's certainly some people are more aware now as a result of the way the police were behaving in Ferguson, Missouri, and all the news coverage that was coming out about that, and they're abusing people and being awful, as they generally tend to do. It's just that we've known about this stuff for years. The average person is usually pretty easily able to avoid this sort of news, but the Ferguson thing pushed it into the spotlight to some extent. I think, you know, obviously it wasn't good what was happening there, but the exposure for the police state, I think, has done some good things, like Davis, California is now going to return the MRAP vehicle that their police department had. Keene, New Hampshire, now the very same city councilor who was the only person to oppose the Bearcat initially on the city council, who created sort of, he was, his refusal to support this thing in encouraged the activists in the area, myself included, to go out there and petition and get on, hit the streets and do activism surrounding this issue, and now it's back. Now he's bringing it back. So I'm very excited to continue to report on what goes on there. But in on the other side of things, so that's the good news from Ferguson. On the other side of things is this story out of the newamerican.com, where prominent celebrities and leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus have endorsed a major nationalization of local police forces with an August 25th letter to President Obama, creating for the creation of a federal police czar and greater federal controls over law enforcement in the wake of the Ferguson, Missouri shooting and protests.
You know what will solve this? More centralized power.
Well, and that is the
proposal. Who's the organization
here
that's giving these police officers their militarized stuff?
The feds.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just make a federal position then.
It's a terrible idea, but this is what some people believe, is that, oh, well, when the local governments are out of control, we've got to have the feds come in, is what happened during, you know, for instance, the civil rights era. The feds had to come in and make sure that people could go into the schools equally in Alabama. And, you know, in this case, the FBI has been investigating the criminality by the police in Ferguson, Missouri, and we need to have the feds come in and make sure that the police departments are behaving well. Every now and then, the FBI will send in some agents into a misbehaving police department in a some sort of a public relations effort to make things look better. These things have happened before.
And well, and people, police have been prosecuted by the feds before for civil rights violations and that sort of thing. And of course, like,
so it makes them look like the good guy,
right? And the what he calls, I've seen people use federal courts to strike down state laws and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not entirely opposed to the tactic of escalating things up the ladder to the centralized government if there's some hope of getting the central government to strike down something that the local government did, because, of course, whatever I can do to get the government out of my life, good. Unfortunately, you know, it does have this bad effect that, you know, these are power grabs in many cases by the federal government, where they're dictating what a local government can do, and that simply the federal government will then use force to threaten and stop the state and local government.
Yeah, so this is a disturbing idea. Quote, the administration must appoint a federal czar, claims the letter, housed in the U.S. Department of Justice, who is specifically tasked with promoting the professionalization of local law enforcement, monitoring egregious law enforcement activities, and adjudicating suspicious actions of local law enforcement agencies that receive federal funding. The letter is signed by all these different people, including some actresses and blah, blah, blah. The letter is a direct result of the shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, and the subsequent protests. And then there's another excerpt here. Allegations that law enforcement has not applied the laws fairly upon black Americans are based on statistics showing that blacks are convicted of an inordinate number of gun crimes and receive stiffer sentences for the same gun crimes. And Senator Rand Paul has made a very public issue of that disparity. The Washington Post libertarian blogger Radley Balco noted on July 22nd that last year, 47.3% of those convicted for federal gun crimes were black, a racial disparity larger than any other class of federal crimes, including drug crimes. And in a 2011 report on mandatory minimum sentencing for gun crimes, the U.S. Sentencing Commission found that blacks were far more likely to be charged and convicted of federal gun crimes that carry mandatory minimum sentences. There's no doubt that there are some real institutionalized racism among the police departments, among many police departments in America. But asking the federal government to step in and solve these issues, I don't think is going in the right direction at all.
Yeah, I don't think that the federal look, it's not as if the federal government is in the habit, they're talking about, we've got to make sure that the police departments are professional. Like, you know, the federal government goes into another country and just starts murdering people. Like, I don't think
the FBI doesn't even take notes. They don't record interviews.
Right. It's crazy. The idea that the highest law enforcers in the land, the group, the premier law enforcers in the land, don't have to audio tape.
Audio, or was it they do take notes? They do take notes, but they don't record.
I'm sorry. I knew what you meant, and I was confused. They just take notes. They don't audio record anything that goes on.
It's a policy. They have a policy against it.
So if they decide, you know, they get together, they decide to lie about what happened, or they misinterpreted what somebody said, a jury never gets an opportunity to hear it.
Let's go to Chris. He's in Connecticut, calling from the police state of Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Chris.
Yes, sir. Hey, good to talk to y'all. We're on the subject of bearcats before and what to do with them. I agree with Mark's philosophy that you should paint them red and probably give them to the fire department. And it is a shame that we can't trust our policing forces because, you know, if I had some kind of tactical merc group, I would probably want some kind of armored vehicle to do my job if it was just preserving life, liberty, and property, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I don't personally have, like, you know, my problem is that law enforcement as it stands just can't be trusted with the powers that it already has, so why give them more weapons? I don't personally have a problem with the idea, like, the militarization of the police is something that I've sort of not wanted to chime in on, because if I were to hire a protection agency of some sort, I'd hire the most heavily armed protection agency. I'd hire the baddest guys in town.
I barely even trust the state and town fire departments at this point because they're so affiliated with the police. But
sure.
If I may also continue on the Bearcat subject.
Just one second before you go on, I want to talk about the painting it a different color. Because I think that the issue of militarization with the police, it's an attitudinal thing. It's the, you know, you got guys in there that are, hoo-ha, we're G.I. Joe. And many of them, you know, some of them have gone and served in the military. Some of them haven't either. They're just playing guns and cops and robbers. And the last thing you want to do is give somebody like that a vehicle that's painted black, army green, you know, desert tan.
But
you know,
Hello Kitty pink, on the other hand.
Right. Hello Kitty pink. What that does is that gets them right in the soft spot, right? Like it makes them feel less of a man. Are you kidding me? We got to drive around a pink armored vehicle? Yeah. What do you care? This is supposed to be about protecting life and limb here. This is supposed to be about stopping bullets. It'll stop bullets just fine.
I hear you on the pink, but the red is obviously more of a realistic idea that might actually work and the suggestion might actually take.
I think if you painted the Bearcat pink, that what you'd have is greater acceptance of the Bearcat within the community, and I think that would be a worst-case scenario.
Sell me the Bearcat for $10,000, but I'm just stretching it. And
Chris, I know you had more comments. Hang on. We can bring it back here in hour number three, which is coming up next. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Rape is going to be on the table here in hour number three. This is Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.